rainy here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The Nashville Electric Service has selected the 4 neighborhoods where it will try burying power lines. The pilot is limited in scope. At a board meeting this month, NES approved $9 million to put toward moving lines underground on a street in Old Hickory, a street in Cane Ridge, 2 streets in the Thompson Lane area, and a few streets in Charlotte Park. Following Winter Storm Fern, where hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost power, some for more than a week, there was a broad call for NES to take new approaches. One suggestion was burying power lines, although some experts say the approach isn't always effective unless implemented system-wide. That can be very expensive. Nashville has already buried power lines in some areas of downtown, as well as in new construction. NES has also undertaken an aggressive tree-trimming approach that has faced widespread community pushback. The Metro Council requested a moratorium on the policy, but the electric company said it will not stop its trimming. Caroline Carter first heard fellow Nashville musician Soccer Mommy's song, Your Dog, and was so struck by the metaphor that she used it as the central idea to her new EP titled Fetch.
I find it very smart and also vulnerable when someone uses a metaphor like that to be like, I feel like something's so helpless for you. It does feel like a dog on a leash.
That's a bit from her song, Watchdog. Caroline Carter will be playing an album release show at the Blue Room tonight. You can hear more about how she turned childhood etiquette classes into noisy empathy on her new EP. You can hear about that in music and culture reporter Justin Barney's feature on WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.